the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
Islam. إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال الإمام الصادق عليه السلام من وصيته لولده عند دخول شهر رمضان: فاجهدوا أنفسكم، فإن فيه تقسم الأرزاق وتكتب الآجال، وفيه يكتب وفد الله الذين يفدون إليه، وفيه ليلة العمل فيها خير من العمل في ألف شهر.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in his advice to his children heralding the advent of the month of Ramadan, said, "Exert yourselves in doing good deeds, for verily in this month sustenance is appointed, life spans are destined, the names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down, and in this month is a night wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 of months."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the holy month of Ramadan. Dear friends, dear fasters, in this holy month of Ramadan, this blessed and beautiful opportunity that the Almighty Allah has given us to create a new life for ourselves, to create a better life for ourselves, this holy month of Ramadan really passes by so very quickly. So please do your best to take full advantage of this divine opportunity that has been given to every single one of us. Now, dear friends, there are different levels of fasting. These levels of fasting, it is important for us to know them, because when we know these levels of fasting, then we can move ourselves from one level of fasting to the next level of fasting. We find in the traditions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household and the divinely appointed imams, where they say in the traditions that the fasting of the general population is that of abstaining, refraining from eating and drinking and relations with their spouses. And then they say that there is a more noble type of fasting, which is the second level or a higher level of fasting, that along with the abstinence and refraining from the items which breaks one's fast, it becomes necessary to also abstain and refrain from sin. So the first level is to refrain from those things which break the fast, such as eating and drinking and the various other things. The next higher level of fasting is, along with abstaining from these things, we abstain from sin as well. And finally, the third and highest level of fasting is for the noblest of the noble, and that is that you not only abstain from things which break your fast, and you not only abstain from committing sin, but you also empty your heart from everything but Allah. And so fasting can, if you try, and with the help of Allah, fasting can make people not only like angels, but even better than angels. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Let me just talk about the purpose according to Quran when it comes to the issue of fasting. That basically when we go through this process of fasting for 29 or 30 days, it has less to do with the physical fitness or losing a few pounds at the end of the month. And it has everything to do with the issue of spiritual fitness. If you look at the ayat of Quran in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 183 to ayat number 187, this is the passage where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the order as well as the rules about the basic rulings about fasting. It's very interesting to look at the first and the last ayat in that passage. The very first ayat basically is a command. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That this first ayat ends with these two words, la'allakum tattaqun. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hopefully you will acquire taqwa. You know, awareness of Allah's, you know, conscience of Allah's presence in our life all the time. The last ayat, you know, ends by saying that تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. The rules, you know, mentioned about fasting, these are the limits that Allah has put there. And do not violate them. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ. This is how Allah explains His rulings to the people. And the passage now ends, that whole section, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. The first one ends with the words لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The last one ends with the words لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. And this is where we see the emphasis is there in the beginning and the end, that the ultimate goal of fasting should be that we acquire taqwa.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
محارب اتصال برب العالمين.